This important matter settled and back with the rest of the party, Hans gave the signal for the start of our climb up the 5,000 feet high volcano of Sneffels. We walked in single file, preceded by Hans, up narrow paths where two persons could not possibly walk abreast. As we advanced, the route became more and more difficult and dangerous. Rocks broke and gave way under our feet, rushing to the plains below like a series of small avalanches. Then, as I looked down, I saw a prodigious volume of pulverized pumice stone, sand, and dust. It was rising to the heavens like a mighty waterspout, the wind driving it to the mountainside where we perched.
"Hastig! Hastig!" cried our guide.
I certainly knew nothing of Danish, but I well understood his meaning. We quickly hastened out of the area. Then we watched as the gigantic whirlwind of sand passed the very spot we had been. But for the precaution and knowledge of our guide, our dislocated bodies, our crushed and broken limbs would have been cast to the wind like dust from some unknown meteor.